the Dallas Ronald McDonald House. You're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heiser. This episode brings us back to the Dallas Ronald McDonald House and to one of the monthly dinners Southwest Airlines employees serve. Because it's November, they served up one of my favorite things, Thanksgiving food. Southwest Airlines officially hosts one dinner per month for the Ronald McDonald Houses that we support across our system. Departments and teams sign up and bring food and cook for the residents of the house. The department cooking and serving this month was from our headquarters, Reservations and SOS. SOS is short for Source of Support, and they are sort of a help desk for reservations and customer service agents, and they solve issues. One of the first people I saw after I arrived was LaDonna from the SOS team.
We got one full turkey, regular turkey, and then we cooked four turkey breasts and three hams.
And what are the side dishes you have?
Oh, man, they're too many. We've got sweet potato casserole. We got homemade mashed potatoes. We've got a potato dish from Pakistan recipe. We have some cheese potatoes. We've got corn. We've got peas. We've got squash casserole. The list goes on.
What department are you with?
We're at Headquarters Res and SOS 6800. SOS has been doing it for the past 12 years, ever since we became a department, and we always do the Thanksgiving dinner. It's so gratifying just to come out and watch the kids and the families hang together, and we make up little packages for the kids of Southwest stuff, coloring books and little wings and all that kind of stuff.
Then I spoke with Ronald McDonald House Executive Director Barbara McDermott.
Barbara, you know, we talked last on October 8th was the episode of Red Belly Radio, and you told us about the new house. I was just wondering how the construction's coming. Is it still on schedule?
It is. We are right on schedule. We've lost 1.5 days since October the 8th with rain, yesterday being one of them, but we're right on schedule, and we hope to be in the new house by mid-October of 2009.
With her was board chair Robert Penn. A nice guy who can keep a secret.
You know, we couldn't do it without you guys. I mean, it just makes all the difference. You're our single most loyal and enthusiastic supporter, and we really feel such an affinity for you all, particularly
with our
new house. The proceeds from that Love Classic is just tremendous, and the volunteers that come once a month. The other thing that I really value about Southwest is that when you all step foot in the house, whether it's 2 people or 20 people, you always make it feel like it's a party. And for folks that have been through the days these people have been through, when you have Southwest folks with their smiles and their great human interaction skills, interpersonal skills, it's just a gift. There's no two ways about it.
Now, when I was here in October, Barbara hinted that the new house is going to have some sort of dedication or something to Southwest Airlines. Can I needle a little more out of you about that?
You really can't. You really can't. Mum's the word right now on all of that, isn't it, Barbara? Steve was asking me about some recognition for Southwest at the new house, and I think mum's the word on
it
that.
It is. It's going to be a surprise.
Top secret.
I need to go to, like, Morley Safer School and try to,
yeah.
You know.
Yes. It's a secret.
Well, we're really excited.
I know that Red Belly Radio will be there to cover it.
We may break the story with you.
We might break it with you. An exclusive.
Our chairman of the board, president, and CEO, Gary Kelly, was there to carve the turkey. I asked him how Southwest got involved with the Ronald McDonald Houses.
Southwest has been involved supporting the Ronald McDonald House for 25 years now, and it really all started with one of our pilots, Dick East. He lost a daughter tragically to leukemia, and he really got the company involved in supporting the Ronald McDonald House. And it didn't take much for all of our employees to just pitch in. We've had years of golf tournaments raising money to support the Ronald McDonald House. In fact, this year we surpassed $10 million in contributions from monies that we've raised with our golf tournaments. So every year we have thousands of employees that will come to the houses at least twice a year during the Thanksgiving season and also during our anniversary in June, and supporting 40 houses around the country. Just trying to take care of the families that have children in the hospital. And, you know, our employees get so much out of giving back to the community and trying to take good care of these employees. It really warms my heart, and it just makes you really proud to be a part of Southwest Airlines.
Now, this isn't just Dallas. This is system-wide.
It is. It's system-wide. We support about 40 houses around the country in the cities that we serve. We'll have several thousand employees that will participate tonight in cooking dinner and taking care of these families.
I talked to Executive Director Barbara McDermott earlier, and before Dick East started serving meals, the residents brought in their own food and had to cook it for themselves. She credits Southwest Airlines with starting meals at all Ronald McDonald houses.
You know, and I'm so proud of that fact. Southwest, while it's not named for Southwest Airlines, it really is the Ronald McDonald House. I think that Southwest is a real prime supporter of that and have really transformed the efforts here at the house. So, yeah, there are people here to help take care of the families so that the families have more time to spend with their loved ones in the hospital.
It works out that Gary is not a one-trick pony. He does much more than just carve the turkey. I asked his wife, Carol, about their family's traditions.
Does Gary help much around on Thanksgiving, or is he more a sit in front of the TV watching football kind of husband?
No, he really is a participant in it. We have a dressing contest in our family, and we alternate. We go to my brother's house usually for Thanksgiving and our house for Christmas, but we each bring a dressing, and Gary was declared the championship last year with his crawfish dressing. So it was with crawfish, cornbread, celery, onions, peppers, and my sister-in-law was a little bit perturbed, but she vowed to beat him this year.
Now, okay, did he make this recipe up as he went along so he can never replicate it?
I know. I think he got it. It was in a Southern Living a couple of years ago, and he loves spicy food, so he, you know, I saw that. I said, oh, my gosh, this would be something that Gary would like, especially, you know, add some hot sauce to
it. Some of the best dishes I've ever made, I made on the fly, and
right.
I can't make them again.
Well, exactly, or, you know, it's every year we fret about where the cookbook is, the Southern Living magazine, and finally Gary made a little book of all of our favorite recipes that he wrote so we can always find the recipes and we're not frantic to like where the magazine is.
You never think to look to the last minute.
Right.
But he also
right.
likes a cranberry relish, I understand.
Oh, yeah. Because that's got jalapenos
that's special
in
about
it.
That one.
Well, it's jalapenos. Anything with jalapenos Gary likes.
I understand
yeah,
that.
Truly. So it's got, oh, here he goes, it's carving the turkey.
Oh.
He does do that at home, too. Yeah. But it's cranberries and oranges and jalapenos.
Well, thank you for talking with me, Carol.
Absolutely. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
The crawfish cornbread dressing recipe that Carol spoke of is linked from my blog last week entitled, Are You a Fan of Delicious Tastiness? You can find that on blogsouthwest.com. Lydia Montes, who works in SOS, speaks Spanish, and that, along with her huge heart, came in handy a few years back for one of the families staying at the house.
The family had been here in October 2006 all the way till December of 2006. And when we came in November for the dinner for Ronald McDonald, I was introduced to this family because they didn't speak English. And the little girl, her name is Conchita. She's 13 years old. She's going to be 15 now this year. And she had surgery on her legs, on both legs. And at Scottish Rite, they had to break both of her legs in order to put in a new bone to straighten her legs. And I was with her during surgery, after surgery, when she learned how to walk again. And
you kind of adopted this family.
Exactly, I sure did. And I would take them to all over Dallas to, you know, see downtown, to see local stores. They had never gone to a Starbucks. They had never gone to 7-Eleven. They had never experienced the foods that we eat.
Were they from a small town in Mexico?
Actually, they're from Villahermosa to Tabasco. It's like right by the Yucatan, right at the very bottom of Mexico. And we still keep in contact, as a matter of fact. Domingo, the dad, emailed me just the other day.
Have you ever been down to visit them?
No, but I will be there next year, Conchita's going to have her Sweet 16 party, and we're going to be the guest of honor. Our family, my husband, my daughter, and me. It was funny because I would take the family everywhere, and she had a wheelchair, and we would load up in our Tahoe, and I would take her to all the stores, all her doctor's appointments. As a matter of fact, I took them to the airport the day that they flew back home, and I had taken them to a bazaar to buy suitcases, and when we got there, all of their suitcases were overweight, and I still have things in my garage that I need to deliver to them because it was just too much. The best thing about that experience was I got Employee of the Quarter for 2006. On the fourth quarter, I was nominated by all my coworkers for bringing the family and taking them everywhere and adopting them. So now every year that we come to Ronald McDonald, my daughter asks me if we're going to adopt a new family.
Yeah. Well, it was well-deserved, and I'd have voted for you if I'd have been on the committee.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Lydia.
One of the biggest fundraisers that the Dallas Ronald McDonald House does every year is the display of trains at North Park Center. If you're in the Dallas area and are shopping, try to make it by. It's a fantastic display, and proceeds go to this great cause. Well, that's it from the Dallas Ronald McDonald House Thanksgiving. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2008. The captain has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.